Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The following three ayat speak about something, an incident that took place during the times of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alladhina qala lahumun nasu inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imana wa qalu hasbunallah. Fanqalabu bi ni'matin min Allahi wa fadlin lam yamsashum su'u wattaba'u ridwanallah wallahu dhu fadlin 'azim. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Those who were told by people, certainly the people that is your enemies have gathered arms, etc. to fight against you, therefore fear them. But this news of war increased their ignorance, that is Allah will protect us from all dangers. He is the best manager of all things. So they returned with grace and favors from Allah. No harm ever touched them because they followed the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the owner of countless favors. It is shaitan who would make people fear his friends. You don't be afraid of them, but fear me if you are true Muslims. The Muslims, that whenever they hear the news of an attack by the enemy, they should not feel afraid. Instead, they should prepare for the enemy as best as they can, keeping full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expecting His help. Their only worry should be to save themselves from sinful actions which will bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the thing that will destroy them in this world. The Muslims should have no other fears. The worst harm that people can do to a person is to take away his life, written that it must come to everybody at his prescribed time, which can never be delayed. Today we have the program for the women folk. And the ulama that spoke, one of the general themes that was discussed was this theme here, that to bring the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing those amal that bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep away from those actions that bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.